This is Songs from Studio C on North State Public Radio. I'm Nolan Ford, and our musical guest is the Black Lilies. Today we'll be talking with Samuel, Dustin, and Cruz, and listening to them perform some music here in our studio. So, guys, thanks so much for coming down to the studio today.
Thanks for having us.
So how did the band initially form, Cruz?
Well, we're based out of Knoxville, Tennessee. I started the band back in 2009. And kind of began with a group of friends in the neighborhood and getting together on weeknights and drinking whiskey and comparing songs. And, you know, one thing led to another. We booked some local gigs and got a few, got added to some festivals. And in December of 2009, we went out on our first national tour. And, you know, it's been opening doors ever since, so we're still rolling.
And this isn't your first time in Chico. Tonight, at the time of this recording, you'll be performing this evening at the Sierra Nevada Big Room. What have your past experiences been like here in Chico?
I love this town. I think we played at a community center here, not so far away, and we went out to this bar afterwards. And it was the only time I looked around, and I was like kind of freaked out because I felt like I was surrounded by people that were like me. I've always kind of been the odd person out, so I'm not sure what that means, but feel a kindredness here in Chico.
Can I guess the bar? Was it Duffy's Tavern, perchance?
Oh man, that might be a good guess.
We did roll by Duffy's on the way. I saw it.
Yeah,
but the last time we were here, we went to. We were also. At
did
the
they party. Have a mini dance floor?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's ringing some bells.
So, one of the things that people know about you guys is that you're a really hardworking road band, and I'm wondering, what are some of the best practices or tricks that you've learned on the road to kind of keep it sustainable and enjoyable and not so much of a grind?
Well, why don't you direct this towards Dustin? He's kind of our workout mentor, strength and training coach on the road.
Yeah, just constant weightlifting and protein shakes and staying as jacked as possible. You know, obviously you can have a pretty good time on the road. You kind of balance the fun and, you know, trying to take care of yourself. And it helps when you have a group of folks that sort of have a similar outlook on life and you get along with everybody and all that stuff. That's a pretty big factor. And that seems to have worked in our favor in the recent past. But yeah, it is a grind and there's no really escaping it. You're either cut out for it or you're not, I feel like. So That's kind of what it is.
We do a little of both. We enjoy ourselves out here, and you take care of yourself enough so that you can keep enjoying yourself.
Exactly.
Now, take me through the writing process for your guys' songs. Is Cruz the main songwriter of the band?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, it's my project, and I've been with it since the beginning. But all along, you know, we've had lineup changes and stylistic evolutions that are still continuing. So we're in a cool phase right now. The song we're performing today, Earthquake, is, you know, acoustic guitars and three-part harmony. So the three-part harmony is a new development in the group, and that's something we're exploring right now on this tour and having a lot of fun with, whether it's rearranging old songs, working on new material, or thinking about what's next.
And Knoxville's a pretty musically active city, you could say. What would you say is maybe the best thing about working and being working musicians in a city like that, and maybe what's one of the bad things?
I think one of the largest attributes of Knoxville is just the location of it. It's where pretty much any interstate that goes through the American South, you can accidentally end up in Knoxville.
And never leave.
And never leave. It's the couch of the South. But I ended up stuck there. But it seems like there is quite a diversity of music styles kind of through there, and very little egos amongst the musicians, which is always a positive.
Yeah, it's there's a thriving music scene and community, but there's also sort of a lack of an industry. There's not the industry of a Nashville or LA or New York. So yeah, it's a little more down home, a little less. I don't want to say competitive, but probably, I mean, to be honest about it. And it's a great place to live, and, you know, most of us call that home.
Yeah, we have Asheville on one side and Nashville on the other side, both of which are larger. And so it's very confusing, like, you were either in Nashville or you were in Asheville. And sometimes larger people will pass by Knoxville on the way to play in Nashville or in Asheville.
Nice. So your album Hard to Please was produced by a Grammy winner, Ryan Hewitt. And you've kind of built an identity as a very independent band. And so I'm wondering, what was it like working with a producer? And were there any challenges along the way with sharing some creative control of your music? And also, what were some of the greater benefits about the experience?
Yeah, that was a big step in the process of the Black Lilies. I had a band in my 20s called Robinelle and the CC String Band, and we had a record deal with Columbia Records and worked with Sony and had that experience with a major corporation. And when I started this band, I was definitely interested in doing it independently and at my own pace. And we've done that. But the farther you go, there's always that question of what's next and how do you get there. And so I've been cautious and slow to take those additional steps. But that was one of them. We'd already made 3 records, and I felt like I had gone as far as I could sonically with the process self-producing. And so it was time to hire a producer. And that also means it's time to relinquish some of your creative artistic control. And Ryan was a great guy to work with. We all communicated well. He brought in musicians, collaborated with, the Black Lilies, and I think it was perfect timing for everybody, and we got a great record out of it.
Absolutely. And the biography on your website, it gives a nod to the Grateful Dead. How did you first discover their music, and how has it influenced or inspired you?
One of the things, in the history of this band is the guitar players. Our lead guitar players, a lot of them have been heavily influenced, specifically Tom Pryor, who played with us on pedal steel and electric guitar for quite a few years. And, we all learn from each other. And when you're driving down the road, if you have 5 or 6 people, you're going to learn what other people's musical tastes are, and you're going to learn from that. So there's been many, many, many hours, listening to the Dead and kind of picking up on that vibe and learning that there's a lot of approaches to music, and it doesn't all have to be a 3-minute song or a pop song or what's on the charts. It can be music for music's sake.
And the song that you're playing for us today, it's titled Earthquake. What can you tell us about this song, and maybe what inspired the writing behind this song?
So this song was written in the town of Crested Butte, where we were just recently, but this was about a year ago. And we have some friends there who were also supporters of the band and had contributed to our last recording project. And so we had these pledge items, people would donate a certain amount of money and we would give them something in return. And in their case, they hired me to write a song for them. And I've done this a few times. They're custom songs. And a lot of times people will give you quite a bit of information and sort of a request, like, we want a song about this. And it's actually nice because as a writer, you're focused right away because someone's giving you parameters. And so I wrote this tune for them. And in the back of your mind, you're thinking, well, maybe this is something we could use later. This was certainly one of those songs. So it kind of sat around for a while, got it back out. And like I said, we've been arranging and rearranging it, and it's found its life now with the 3-part harmony acoustic, and we're playing at most shows, and it's going over really well. So,
all right, well, Samuel, Dustin, and Cruz, thank you so much for coming down and performing for our listeners and talking with us today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us. Bye.